In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the day of Pentecost, and as the doors of our church have finally reopened for worship today, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty. The gospel lesson appointed for the day of Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 7, verses 37 through 39 as follows. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For as yet the Spirit has not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, Holy Spirit, Light Divine.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The words of St. Luke in the book of Acts, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Therefore, send us your Holy Spirit as we today celebrate Pentecost Day. And as they were amazed and astonished, each one hearing them speak in their own native language. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 21, with special attention to the following verses. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in his own language? This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, are we filled with the Holy Spirit? That is a question we want to talk about this morning as we once again celebrate the day of Pentecost. This is especially significant today as we have finally reopened the doors of our church after almost 3 months. It is certainly a time of joy, praise, and thanksgiving to the Lord as we once again are able to worship Him as God's people in His house of prayer, to sing and to pray, to hear the Word of God and receive the true body and true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Sacrament at the Lord's table. The words of the psalmist, Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Yes, are you and I filled today with the Holy Spirit? I hope so, especially today, with the reopening of the doors of our church here at Shepherd in the Pines, as we feel the presence of the Holy Spirit all around us, because that's precisely what happened 10 days after Jesus' ascension, as the Holy Spirit appeared to His disciples, just as He had promised them, but in a very powerful and dramatic way. They also felt the presence of the Holy Spirit all around them. As a matter of fact, right after Jesus' ascension, the disciples followed His instructions to go back to Jerusalem, filled with great joy, and waited for the coming of the Holy Spirit as they stayed continually at the temple praising God. As a matter of fact, St. Luke gives us the best description in the epistle lesson for today. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, of what really happened on that memorable day when the day of Pentecost arrived. They were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And then St. Luke goes on to say, And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Yes, it was certainly an amazing and incredible day. As a matter of fact, they were astonished. And why? Because they were certainly not prepared to welcome and receive the Holy Spirit in such a powerful and dramatic way, even being able to speak in other tongues or languages, as they followed the instructions given by Jesus to go back to Jerusalem after he ascended into heaven and wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit. And as they were waiting, suddenly, on the 50th day after the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, and 10 days after his ascension, the Holy Spirit makes his grand entrance to where they were staying in Jerusalem, sitting in the temple, which was also called the house, worshiping and praising God. And then the Holy Spirit appeared to them, not quietly, as Jesus did when he appeared to them in the upper room in Jerusalem after his resurrection and said, "Peace be with you." No, but with a sudden sound like a mighty rushing wind, probably the sound similar to a strong tornado or a hurricane. And then, as they also saw tongues of fire which were separated and came to rest on each one of them, as they were able to speak the native language or tongue of all the God-fearing Jews who had come to Jerusalem for the celebration of the Feast of Weeks or the Feast of Harvest, which lasted for 7 days. As a matter of fact, when these Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven, heard the disciples and the apostles speaking in their own native tongue or language, they were amazed and astonished, saying to one another, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans?" But others mocked them, saying, "They are filled with new wine, or they had too much wine to drink." And yet, they were not drunk as they thought. On the contrary, they were actually able to speak in their own language the message spoken by Peter as he stood up and began to address the crowd, saying, "For these men are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day." It was only 9 o'clock in the morning, the third hour of the day, the exact time for the Pentecost service to begin in the temple. As Peter began to tell them what was spoken by the prophet Joel about this Jesus of Nazareth, who was put to death by nailing him to the cross, but how God raised him from the dead. And after they had heard about this Jesus of Nazareth, they asked Peter, the disciples, and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter told them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." And that's precisely what happened. In response to Peter's preaching, as approximately 3,000 people accepted the good news of salvation and were baptized in the name of Jesus on the day of Pentecost. We read in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 41, "Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day." Now, what about us again? Yes, what about you and me? Are we also filled with the Holy Spirit? Are we also eager and willing to proclaim the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ? I hope so. I hope and pray that we are also filled with the Holy Spirit as we go out and make disciples of all nations, not only in our own community here in the Big Bear Valley, but in our nation and throughout the world. We have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins, and we have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit has called Peter, the other disciples and apostles on the day of Pentecost to proclaim this Jesus of Nazareth to Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven, as their Lord and Savior, He has also called us to go out and proclaim Jesus now to every nation under heaven, so that many may also be baptized and come to the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. In the words of St. Peter in his first letter, we are to become a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, that you may declare the wonderful deeds of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. We must also be filled with the Holy Spirit as we become the feet and the hands of our Lord Jesus Christ. The words of St. Paul in his letter to the Romans, chapter 10, verse 15. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach good news. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today as we also receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and go out and share that same powerful message St. Peter and the other disciples did on the day of Pentecost. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Finally, but not least, I want to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you for your love, patience, support, and especially for your prayers. During this difficult time, we have all experienced and that we will continue to experience with the coronavirus, still filled with anxiety, stress, and uncertainty. Not only that, but the pain all of us have experienced, being locked behind the doors and walls of our homes and not allowed to worship our Lord Jesus Christ in His house of prayer. But thanks be to God that we are now able to worship Him and thank Him again in His house of prayer. So for those of you who are listening at home today, I hope and pray to see you wherever you are in your church very soon. Until then, I will pray for you and your family to continue keeping you safe and healthy, and that God will continue to bless you and your family with His unending love, mercy, guidance, and protection. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always as we today celebrate with joy, praise, and thanksgiving the day of Pentecost. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. On this day of Pentecost, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, Now thank we all our God, especially today, as the doors of our church have reopened, so that we can now continue to worship and thank our Lord Jesus Christ personally in his house of prayer for his abundant love, mercy, guidance, and protection. And after we have listened to the closing hymn, to end with the Lord's Prayer and the Lord's benediction. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.